Right now, we're pleased to have Cassie joining us here for the Alzheimer's Association. Cassie, good to have you on the air with us. I see that you were hitting the streets of downtown North Platte yesterday with Dick Warnicke.
Yes, he's such a fan favorite. Oh my gosh. I love Dick. He's so much fun. Yes, we're so excited. Thanks for having me this morning. We went downtown, put up posters, kind of went all around town, got some teams registered for walk. So besides being incredibly hot, it was a good day.
Now, Cassie, let's put a bookmark a little bit here in the conversation with the Alzheimer's Association. Let's talk a little bit about downtown North Platte with you, if you don't mind. For folks that are unaware, Cassie hails from Kearney, but serves the North Platte area as well. When was the last time before yesterday you were in downtown North Platte, Cassie?
You know, I was there for a little bit over the summer, just at the espresso shop. But honestly, when you pull up and the new sign, you know, that leads into is so impressive. I absolutely love it. That was the first thing that I noticed when I pulled up over the summer. But then I haven't had a chance to really spend a lot of time downtown. And so, you know, Dick and I were having so much fun going into different stores and seeing what was there. It was great. He was like, oh my gosh, I live here and I didn't realize this was here. And I, you know, he was joking with me that he needed to give me time to shop because there were so many cute boutiques and stuff that I walked into, and I'm sure he could see my eyes were instantly distracted. But yes, it's such a great area, and everybody was so incredibly friendly. And, you know, it didn't matter if we walked into a tattoo shop or a law office or a boutique. Everybody was so friendly and so willing to help us put up posters and promote walks. So it was just a great experience.
Glad that you enjoyed your time in downtown North Platte. And it was great to hear, too, that you are so breathtaking by everything that's going on. There's been a lot of hard work. So I wanted to get your opinion as somebody that's very aware of the area and frequents the area, but hasn't been able to experience it quite until yesterday.
Yeah, it was absolutely wonderful. And like I said, you can't beat friendly small town folks.
Now, Cassie, we have the big event coming up here in a few short weeks, the Walk to End Alzheimer's. How are we looking at getting the event back in person this year after having to go virtual last year?
Yeah, we're really excited to be in person, so we will be at Cody Park. We are taking safety precautions, of course, following CDC guidelines, national and local, making sure that we space things appropriately. It's nice that we're outside already, mm-hmm. But, you know, we'll be keeping that in mind, making sure that things are open. So when you pull up, we will be there. You're not going to see a bunch of canopy tents because, again, we're trying to keep everything more open.
Sure.
A little more spaced out. Of course, there will be hand sanitizer. I joked, what's my budget for Lysol? we'll still have, of course, we'll still have our Promise Garden flowers so people can pick those for the ceremony. We won't be having a station where people can write messages and stuff. So if it's something you like to do every year, I encourage you to bring your own pen. We just want to reduce passing things back and forth and, you know, creating spaces where lots of people will gather at once.
Sure.
So that is definitely one thing to look forward to. One of the biggest changes I would say is just we're really encouraging people to register ahead of time. We're not going to have a huge registration area. Again, we're trying to avoid too many folks gathering in one small space. And so if that means going online, great. If it means reaching out to me, if you would prefer a paper form, I can mail those, send them through email, whatever works better. But we're just really hoping that people will take advantage of that pre-registration.
Again, Cassie joining us talking about the North Platte Walk Tent Alzheimer's. Social distancing at Cody Park too, Cassie. So if folks are concerned a little bit, they want to wear their masks, that's definitely up to them if they want to do that. But there's going to be plenty of room for social distancing. And we've been doing that over there at Cody Park for a long time.
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, when it comes down to it, we are encouraging people who just think it's a better choice for them to walk from home, similar to last year. We know that we work with a lot of senior living communities and a lot of people who, you know, are a little bit more vulnerable. And so if the best option is to put on your purple t-shirt and to walk around the neighborhood, we want to see those pictures. So make sure you take pictures and you send them in to us so we can celebrate with you on social media. We still want to feel like everybody is together, but you know what? If we have to be together apart, similar to last year, then we'll still celebrate with you.
We'll make the best of things, that's for sure. When is the North Platte Walk to End Alzheimer's, Cassie, for folks that aren't aware?
Yeah, so it's coming up here before we know it. It'll be Sunday, September 26th. Like you mentioned, we'll be at Cody Park. Registration starts at 12:30, so we will still have some food items and stuff. Everything will be individually wrapped, so again, just taking those safety precautions. Mm-hmm. But we're really excited this year. Rascal Martinez is going to come and perform for a little bit for us. He has a personal connection to Alzheimer's, and so this year he kind of approached the Alzheimer's Association and said, hey, I want to get involved. What can I do? So we've been really gearing up and working towards that, and I know that he's fairly local and he's mm-hmm. pretty well known, so come out and see Rascal.
Absolutely, yeah. It's going to be another incentive for folks to come on out and participate in this great fundraiser and participate in the walk as well.
Absolutely. Yeah, we're really excited. We're doing a motivation week this week, so statewide we're encouraging everybody to get registered and to start thinking about that fundraising piece. So if you don't have your team registered yet, make sure that you get that taken care of. And I know, ironically, you know, I have never been the kind of person that has been really great about actively fundraising, you know, going out and soliciting donations. I've learned a lot in this job. but, you know, a really great passive way to do some fundraising is to set up a Facebook fundraiser.
Sure.
It links directly to your walk page, to your social media, so friends and family can make those donations if you.
Absolutely. Cassie, anything else you'd like to add this morning?
You know, I just always, you know, if you have concerns or questions, you just need somebody to talk to, you need care planning ideas, or you want to know more about what's going on locally, our 800 line is just, it is the best thing I can give you. It's staffed by licensed clinicians, master's level social workers, people who are very well versed in dementia that are employed by the Alzheimer's Association. That number is 800-272-3900. And they are available 24/7, 365. They are just phenomenal and life-changing. I can't promote the service enough. And it's available because so many wonderful, passionate people come to walk and they fundraise. So all the services we provide can be free.
Cassie, as always, we appreciate the time. Look forward to seeing you next month, and we'll talk to you before then here for the big event coming up, that being the Walk to End Alzheimer's here in North Platte.
Sounds great. Thank you so much, Tristan.
Thank you, Cassie. It's always good to talk to you. We'll talk to you soon.
Sounds good. Have a great day.
Thank you. You too.